With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Shooting this morning at a Lexington, Kentucky Baptist church. It began when a gunman shot and wounded a state trooper during a traffic stop. He then fled to the church and opened fire, killing two people and wounding two more. Police then shot and killed the suspect. Officials say the rain has let up in parts of Texas now, and it's hoped that search efforts can resume soon. Officials had paused the search for victims along the Guadalupe River due to the very heavy rains and new high water warnings. No official word now when the operations will resume. Nearly 170 people are missing, the death count 129, and volunteer efforts to assist continue.
Volunteers like Monica Wilson are cleaning up and hauling debris.
We're all heartbroken. Everybody's just pitching in.
She says people are just driving around looking to help.
This woman right here with the trailer just said, hey, do you need another trailer? Let me grab it. Hooked it up to her Suburban and she's here.
Volunteer Murray Van Gundy with Kerrville Bible Church says his group has been at it all week.
Ripped all the drywall out of the ceilings, out of the walls. They had 3 feet of mud throughout the whole house. It reached 10 feet in their house. But thankfully, they got out safe.
State and federal assistance is being made available. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, the Trump administration suing California over so-called animal welfare laws for adversely affecting egg prices. Lawsuit challenges measures that require all eggs sold in California come from cage-free hens. NCAA committees for men and women's basketball Division I have discussed expanding March Madness tourneys, but no major decisions as yet. Options include keeping the tournament to 68 teams or maybe expanding to 72 or 76 teams in a couple of years. This is SRN News. People of faith weigh in on transgenderism and kids.
The poll from the Public Religion Research Institute asks members of various faith groups if parents should be allowed to obtain a sex change operation for their underage child. Unitarian Universalists are the most likely to say yes, 69%, followed by Jewish people at 63%. At the other end of the spectrum, only 31% of white evangelical Protestants think a mom or dad should be allowed to get their kid a sex change operation. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Democrats' support for transgenderism becoming an issue in various state campaigns. Bill Berrien, a Milwaukee businessman who's just entered Wisconsin's race for governor as a Republican, highlighting the issue. He faults Democratic Governor Tony Evers for vetoing a bill that would have barred males from playing on girls' and women's sports teams in Wisconsin. The election comes up next year. This is SRN News. Correspondent Donna Warder reports on a very nice gift for the Michigan man who recently saved several lives and helped to stop a church mass shooting incident.
Church Deacon Richard Pryor was called a hero when he used his pickup truck to ram an armed man who was about to enter the Cross Point Community Church in Wayne, Michigan on June 22nd. Police say the gunman fired shots at Pryor's vehicle as he approached the church and shot a person in the leg. That's when Pryor's truck knocked the gunman to the ground and the gunman was fatally shot by church security. Pryor's 2018 Ford F-150 pickup was destroyed in the process. So this week...
Thank you, Captain. Thank you.
Pryor was gifted a 2-year lease on a $70,000 2025 Ford F-150 pickup by a local dealership. I'm Donna Warder.
And more details at srnnews.com.